This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You are free to call in and talk live to us because, well, if you aren't talking live, then that's kind of weird. And, you know, like, I don't think we're into doing seances.
Wait, you guys.
855 453.
You have gotten some weird prank calls over the years about aliens and stuff. Have you ever gotten any calls from beyond the grave?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, like, well, we need, like, people out there who want to prank call us.
We did have God and the devil
I
call
was
in
gonna
one
say.
Day.
Yeah, that's not really beyond the grave. That's, like, sort of before life itself.
And after.
Yeah, so, like, people who want to call in and prank the show, like, please do something creative.
Yes.
Like, just calling up and trying to drop an F-bomb in the air, it's not going to go out in the air. Like, Daryl's got his finger on the button.
Yeah.
Like, call up and, like, pretend to be dead. Call up and tell us about your alien abduction, you know?
Can I just say...
Do impersonation. Something more interesting than just calling up and trying to swear.
I like old school. I want the flat earthers back. I said it. I want flat earthers back. Those guys were the greatest.
The sad thing is, I don't know if they're... How many of them are pranking us and how many of them believe it.
They were all believing it.
Okay, yes. That's not a prank call. That's just a kook.
Right.
It's like Sarah isn't a prank call. She's just a little kooky.
I'll take kook calls over prank calls anytime.
Yeah.
But I miss those guys. They were fun.
Yeah. A good flat earth call is always good.
It is.
But what's not always good is the California legislature.
Well, that's true.
Which is known to the state of California to be toxic.
Right. And this is why I love this headline, which I just clicked past. But let me get back to it. This is from the Daily Wire. Headline, having solved all other problems, California will now ban paper receipts.
Because somebody posted a video of a paper receipt from CVS being pulled out of a turtle's nose?
No.
Yes,
no,
that was probably it.
We were talking, it's the heat thing. It's not ink. We were talking about it. It's the chemicals they use in the receipt paper to make it show up.
Let's see what the story says here. California has apparently solved all of its major problems and will now embark on a quest to rid the state of its one and only remaining menace, long paper receipts.
Yeah, see, that's not really an article so much as it's an editorial. Hmm. Like, based on the title and the phrasing, I would not call that an unbiased news source.
Oh, please, let me finish.
I don't
it.
Think
well,
you
yeah.
said it was an unbiased news
no.
source.
No, yeah. you're just throwing statements in my mouth. Hold
it's
on.
Also not totally satire,
it
but
isn't.
It sounds like it could be satire.
It could be. Fox News reports that California is following up its plastic bag ban and subsequent plastic straw ban with a, quote, paper receipt ban, unquote, designed to save the environment by forcing stores to send electronic receipts or text receipts rather than provide paper proofs of purchase.
And it's not even a ban. They're just required to offer the option. Like, I listen to news
I can
podcasts.
Just not read a story.
Yeah. Well, it's like, because your story is wrong. I listen to the news all day long because my job is boring.
Do you think maybe some of the points you are bringing up are covered in this story?
Well, you just said ban, and they're not banning it. They're requiring them to offer an electronic option. So the story
they
is just false.
Okay. Let's see. Democrats in the legislature say they will provide a carve-out for people who prefer paper receipts, allowing stores to provide paper receipts upon request. A similar carve-out was made in the plastic straw ban for those who rely on plastic straws to aid in food and drink consumption. I'm trying to think of a food I've eaten with a straw, but we'll keep going here. Stores in California still offer bags to customers who don't bring their own, but at a premium. The crusade against receipts is being led by California legislator Phil Ting, who hails, of course, from San Francisco. Ting says his bill will not only save the environment from complete disposable and quick degrading printer paper, but protect California consumers from trace amounts of dangerous chemicals. Trace amounts. Quote, The law is needed because paper receipts pose a health risk many consumers are unaware of. Chemicals bisphenol, BPA, and bisphenol, BPS, already prohibited in baby bottles, which cannot be recycled and with which most paper receipts are coated, Fox News reports.
All right. So just a quick question, and then we will go to the phones. Those two chemicals that you mentioned, are those the ones inside the juice boxes that Alex Jones is worried about?
I don't know. Do they make frogs gay?
Okay, so
do paper
this
receipts?
Legislator is kind of off his rocker, too. So, as I said, I listen to good quality news programs all day from a variety of sources, variety of ideologies, like NPR, Wall Street Journal. I throw Fox News in there just for a lark, Bloomberg. And so one of the more business-oriented ones, and unfortunately I don't remember which one, said the problem is the chemicals that they use instead of ink.
The problem for who?
For recycling. So the issue is, it's not so much that it's a health risk, it's that when you throw these receipts in with your other paper recycling, it contaminates the batch, and then you can't actually reuse the, you know, when you shred up the paper and reuse it for stuff.
Then don't recycle them.
Yeah, well, the problem is people don't know that.
Well, educate.
Yeah.
Right, because people are told, here's the bin
right.
for paper products to be recycled.
Right.
Like, this looks like paper.
Yeah. And so, the
this
issue
looks
is,
like paper. It feels like paper.
So
people
the issue isn't, it's really more of an economic issue than a health issue in that it's screwing up the whole recycling supply chain with this contamination.
We can continue this in a moment. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jim calling in from South Carolina. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was curious of how many prank calls y'all get.
too many? Why? Are you?
The answer to that would be
wow.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
So it's sort of a one topic prank call night.
I know.
Too.
Like.
Yeah.
It has to do with pets.
Yeah.
That's odd. Most retailers already allow customers to either select an e-receipt or paper receipt options, but some California lawmakers are concerned that smaller local stores won't be able to offer the same convenience by 2022 when the laws go into effect, because part of this has to do with fining stores $25 to $300 per day should they fail to comply with the law.
Yeah, I mean, this is just let's just put aside the whole should government be messing around with this to begin with. And if, you know, an environmental toxicology, I mean, there's some legitimate public interest there. But just this is the wrong way to do it. This is just inefficient. You don't go after the consumer and you don't go after the mom and pop stores. You go to the people who are manufacturing the toxic receipt heat transfer stuff and say, like, figure out a different way to do it because you're poisoning all this stuff and we're going to start charging you for this externality that you're imposing on everybody else.
Really?
Like, you don't go to the consumer and you go to the people who are supplying the toxic crap that's messing everything up.
Hold on. Let me dig through my online pocket constitution to find out where.
No, I said, putting that, whether it's legitimate function of government aside, they're not even doing this correctly.
Like under
if they're going to be tyrants,
I understand.
Here's the proper way to
right.
be a tyrant.
Yes.
If you want to be a tyrant, be a better tyrant this way. I don't disagree with you there. That pragmatically, that
yeah.
is a better solution. But my point remains, and in my point that I make ad nauseum is, why in the hell is government involved in this in the first place? There are things that you can do
because sometimes people in California drive to Oregon and so therefore interstate commerce.
Well, here's the thing. So for people who aren't total anarchists
and believe, I am not a total anarchist.
So for people who believe that government has a legitimate function in helping people protect themselves against aggression, what defines aggression? Is poisoning you by a minute amount or damaging your you know, recycling business by a minute amount by putting these chemicals out there, is that an aggression? Like, where do you draw the line?
No.
Because that's where you have a problem. Yeah, but it's an arbitrary point.
No, the answer is no.
Like, if I fart, I've assaulted you guys, right? You're now breathing in my toxic chemical.
No, when Daryl farts.
Oh, no, mine are much worse than his.
Worse, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
where is our spray in here? Because I now need to be armed.
Yeah, so you have to, when you live around other people, you have the potential to poison them, and it may just be a little bit from you and a little bit from someone else, but when it all adds up, then people are actually getting sick.
I don't mind your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And
And, you know, for years, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And, well, we're helping build one, and it's liberty.menu. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more, all of which are run by liberty-minded business owners. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect, so you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site is free to use. So 10% off of zero is still zero, but we can get you a listener or a badge that indicates you listen to Free Talk Live. So use code FTL over at liberty.menu. And one thing that is interesting to note about the businesses and events that are listed, you can indicate as the business owner what forms of payment you accept. Mm-hmm. Do you take precious metals? Do you take credit cards? Do you take cash? Do you take cryptocurrency? Now, I'm curious if these bans that aren't really bans on paper receipts wind up going through, if you will be able to at some point list on liberty.menu, we offer paper receipts.
Ooh.
Because, as Jackie pointed out, this proposal in California that right now is just a proposal, probably going to die in committee if it doesn't wind up passing, which I don't think it will, because I'm assuming that there's enough people in the California legislature with some level of common sense
who also voted to ban plastic bags statewide and also voted to ban...
Didn't ban plastic bags statewide.
Didn't ban...
Implemented
right.
a tax on plastic bags.
Right, and then did something which made it really hard to get a friggin' straw.
Said that businesses can't give plastic straws without the customer saying, I'd like a straw.
Nanny state, thou name is California.
You've convinced me that there's not enough people with some level of common sense in the California legislature. This thing will wind up passing.
It will.
Just don't know when.
It will.
But again, it would not say, thou shalt not hand out paper receipts. It just says that you have to offer the option of getting the receipt sent to you digitally.
And that's all well and good. And I really do, I mean, pretty much my entire life I've been told, you know, this world where we no longer use paper, it's right around the corner.
No, we just use computers to make more paper.
We do, and it's insane. And I'd love for us to be able to get to more or less a paperless society. I mean, I think that would be a good thing.
The one hand, it would be good, but at the same time, it would essentially put us in the second Dark Ages.
It potentially,
from a historical perspective.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you know, everybody that's alive today is going to be dead.
Yeah.
And where we're living is going to be covered in dirt, and there's going to be some archaeological person digging around trying to discover what our ways of life were like.
Right.
And say, it's so sad they didn't have a written language.
Right. And
paper wouldn't survive.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. But, you know, there's
They'll find a bunch of Confederate monuments.
Right. Those things will last.
Participation trophies.
Exactly. But, you know, the real idea here is, you know, can we just make things a little more efficient without having the heavy hand of government? And I think that...
Possibly.
I think there's a lot of people who are interested in seeing a society that uses less resources that we just throw away.
Right. And
that's
what
we do with most paper.
I've noticed that, you know, most of the businesses that I frequent, I generally get asked, would you like a receipt?
Yeah.
At CVS, which everybody likes to joke about CVS receipts, you know, being like twice the distance to the moon or something, or like eight CVS receipts gets you to the moon. they even have the thing of, would you like this emailed to you? And I always click no because I'm afraid that they won't actually email the coupons that wind up getting attached printed, to yeah. the thing. And
you actually use those.
I use the coupons.
Yeah, Daryl actually is like one of the tiny percentage of people that clips, saves, and actually remembers to use coupons. It's amazing.
That's good.
That's why I'm marrying him, basically.
Let's go for the coupons.
Phones. We've got Trevor calling in from Jacksonville, Florida, watching us on YouTube. Trevor, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, y'all. I was wanting to talk about Bitcoin today, but I did want to address the prank call y'all had before. And don't panic because I'm not one of them. I just want to say that, you know, when I was growing up, I thought prank calling was kind of fun, but it had to have one thing, and it had to be funny. And I'm not really seeing how this is funny what these people are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much you're hearing at home, but they're threatening to do inappropriate things to our dog.
We shouldn't even tell people what they're... We shouldn't even hint around at it. But, Trevor, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I just don't think...
There we go.
Wow, thank you.
That was so much better because he gave a boring lead-up to it. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Like, call us in with a funny voice. Call us in and do an impression of someone. Call in and talk about how you're calling us from your cell phone on an alien space. Like, you know, this is the first talk radio show that I listened to regularly since, like, Art Bell 20 years ago, and he got some great prank callers.
Yeah, let's go to somebody that I know isn't
you
a
never
prank
knew
caller.
If they were.
We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How do you know I don't want to do something to your dog?
See, here we go.
I just said I knew you weren't a prank caller. Didn't mean that you were going to be a good call. Thank you for the call.
Come on,
man. Poor Jazzy. I'm so glad. Like, I hope she does. She's pretty smart. She looks alarmed. I think she heard the word dog, and she knows we're talking about her.
Let's try Ben calling in from New York. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Wow. We've had Sarah. Do we have another actual call?
Vernon.
Jess.
Sarah, Vernon, and Jess.
Three out of like seven.
Did somebody post our number on 4chan?
I don't know, Jackie. Did you post our number on 4chan?
I posted it on my Facebook.
Which is basically the Facebook equivalent of 4chan.
I
am not a troll. I merely provide the bridge the trolls gather under.
Evidently.
Well, speaking of trolls and Facebook, apparently there's been a study about the use of Facebook and fake news. Remember, there was all this talk about all the fake news being spread by Russian bots before the 2016 election. Well, the Associated Press has done some digging to find out who's actually sharing.
Is this a news story or an article or editorial?
Associated Press.
Editorializing or articling?
Associated Press is just reporting generally.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The U.S. USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier.
You know. Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
Yesterday alone, you had
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India. We apprehended some Pakistanis. We apprehended some folks from Romania. On and on.
How many Pakistanis?
Two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. And we'll get to the Discord call-in line in just a second. That's available over at discord.lrn.fm. The us in studio tonight, by the way, is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And... well, I don't know how many people saw on the social medias earlier today that Mark Edge dyed his hair because hope.freetalklive.com wound up reaching the $36,000 goal that they were looking for the orphanage in Uganda.
Nice.
And, well, I'm doing a bit of fundraising myself for the Ronald McDonald House Charities for the Chicago Marathon that I'll be running in October. The minimum goal is $1,250. I'm hoping to raise $2,000. And you can donate by going to rmhc.fppradio.com. Just $25 can provide dinner for a family for, I'm guessing, one meal while they're there. And $80 can provide that family for, it can provide a room for a night. And, you know, the Ronald McDonald House Charities, I don't know how many people have actually used their services, but they offer a really good service. They allow families to stay close to sick children that either need to spend a lot of time in a hospital or who are in hospitals. I've used a Ronald McDonald House charity myself, so I know how important they are. Again, help me raise $2,000, rmhc.fppradio.com. Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in from Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, everyone, from Beijing, China.
Hi, Gene.
How are things?
Ah, good, good. I'm just... Every time I get to China, I wind up driving the family around because I've got a Chinese driver's license. So that's what I'm doing today.
Oh, wow.
Driving them around while they perform all their little banking tasks.
What side
stuff.
Of the road do they drive on in China?
Oh, it's the same.
Okay.
That's the U.S.
All right.
Now, if you're in Hong Kong, though, it's backwards. So.
Right.
Because they're British. But, or were British.
Because they're British, yeah. So I was just sitting here thinking about... If my passport were suspended or revoked or taken from me, how I could sneak out of China. And I just think I think I came up with a way to do it.
All right. I don't know if that's something you want to share on the radio,
particularly from China.
Yeah.
I totally want to know.
Oh, I totally want to know. I just don't know if it's something that he wants to share.
There's a chink in the armor of the surveillance state, and that is they don't track all of the three-wheeled vehicles in China. None of the three-wheeled vehicles have a license plate on them.
So
perfect.
It would be, if you got a hold of a three-wheeled vehicle, you could actually drive it all the way to the border of, say, Burma or something, and then get across the border there. So I was just thinking about that. It just came across my mind while I was on hold, actually.
These are the things that pop into the mind of Gene the Christian.
Yeah. Now, Gene, I have a question. Have you had to use facial recognition to get toilet paper yet? Because Sarah called us about that last night. And apparently public restroom, I don't know if you were listening last night during her call, apparently public restrooms in China are rationing toilet paper by doing like facial scans, and you can only get... You know, 27 inches every 9 minutes, which is interesting intervals and increments.
Right.
So please, like, if you could go to, like, some tourist site with a public restroom and, like, call us and tell us about this, I really want to know more about this. Sarah thought we should use that here for junkies, but yeah.
Yeah. Being a long-time visitor to China, over 24 years now, I'll have to tell you that I've never seen most public restrooms that even have toilet paper. You have to bring your own toilet paper when you go to the public restroom in China.
They were specifically doing this in ones that they were trying to achieve some sort of rating from some sort of tourism board.
Good.
So they had to have public restrooms with toilet paper, but they didn't want people to just go in and steal it, so they introduced this whole... You know, toilet paper rationing facial recognition technology that gave Sarah interesting ideas for how to implement it in the U.S.
That's probably a big story about one particular restroom somewhere in Beijing near the tourist areas. I don't know. But most, like I say, in China, you always take your own toilet paper with you.
Do people walk around carrying a roll, or do you fold it up and kind of tuck it in your pocket, or?
Well, in Costa Rica, you just get those little pocket-sized things of tissues?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like
a little pouch of tissues that you take with you when you go out. And
like the travel-sized Kleenex.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are different over here. It's very interesting. Beijing has a little less smog than Wuhan. I called the other day from Wuhan, and I'm right outside my hotel window is one of the government police stations where they gather every morning and they say their little hoo-ha and march off in the whatever direction and do their thing. So that's right outside my window. I can see them every morning.
So how long are you over there this time?
We'll be leaving in about a week.
All right. So hopefully you don't wind up having a passport revoked so that you have to, like, sneak across the wall in a three-wheeled vehicle. And there was something, and I'm glad that you called, because I saw that the State Department has put out some kind of warning about travel to China that Americans might not be allowed to leave China.
Oh, yes, in retaliation for the CEO that got picked up in Vancouver. And so
that's only going to affect high-profile people. I'm certainly not one of those high-profile people, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so basically, China's mad that Canada arrested a Chinese national CEO for violating U.S. sanctions. And then,
I wondered how they can do that.
Yeah, it doesn't even, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense under international law. I understand why China's mad. And so the worry is that China might start arbitrarily, and I think actually maybe they already have arbitrarily arresting high-profile Americans and Canadians to, you know, make a point and then maybe trade. So, yeah, but you're probably not important.
People that have been affected so far are typically Chinese Americans or Chinese Canadians who are living abroad to come back to China to visit. A lot of them are not being allowed to, not a lot of them, a few of them have been denied exit visas. So that's the one thing about exit countries that have exit visas. You can get locked into the country. That's the wonderful thing about a border wall. Is the border wall can be used to keep you in just as easily as keep you out.
Yep, and everybody's aware of the Great Wall of China, and as multiple memes have said, Sarah Palin said, you don't find very many Mexicans in China now, do you?
You're right there.
Did she really?
She didn't actually say that, but the memes on Facebook say that she said it. They say Michelle Bachmann said it. They also say Donald Trump said it.
Yeah, I'm saying you said it, Daryl. You said it. I saw it. I saw you say it.
You just heard me say it. I was quoting a meme that I saw on Facebook. Wow. Gene, thank you for the call.
Have a good trip.
And definitely, enjoy the trip. Keep us updated about any kind of interesting things happening over there in China. Let's head to David calling in from Tennessee. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, this is an alien coming from a spaceship.
Awesome!
Didn't do anything to a dog. No.
Poor Jazzy.
He's
a sweet dog. Like, hate us all you want. Leave Jazzy out of this. She's a good dog, and she doesn't deserve the nasty, inappropriate phone calls.
I'm curious now. I've got to go check the Twitch. Yeah, the Jazzy cam is on. I don't know if, you know, people that happen to be watching the Twitch, seeing the Jazzy cam, and then start having impure thoughts about the dog. If so, go get help, please.
And
go
she's a sweet dog. And also, she has bad hips, so I don't think you could do what you want to do.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner
engineer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Jackie.
And Chris.
And want to give a thank you to Ashredo, who is a silver amplifier. Amplifiers are people that are members of the AMP program. The AMP program is a way that you can join with other people that like Free Talk Live and contribute at least $5 per month, like Ashredo has done. And by default, you are anonymous, but you can opt in to getting a public thank you on the radio waves, and your $5 combined with other people's $5, and some people get more than that, and we appreciate that as well. That money is pooled together, and it helps us do three things: advertise, market, and promote the show, specifically to program directors who wind up adding us to more radio stations. We're currently on over 190 stations. Let me actually pull up the updated list here, because we did get added to a couple of stations earlier this week and then had our coverage on other stations extended. We're currently on 192 stations.
Eight more.
We could be on even more, and I'm hoping that we're on 200 fairly soon.
I just like milestones.
Yeah.
200 would be a nice number, saying, hey, we're... Better yet, I like saying we're on over 200 stations. I like saying we're on over 190 stations.
Right.
That's a pretty decent footprint.
Yeah.
Little dinky radio
show. You can help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord call-in line, where we've got somebody that I know. This person's not a troll. This is Riley. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, Daryl. Before I get into my topic, I want to talk about the Free Talk Live Daily Digest that I produce every day.
Yeah.
And letting people know that if they want short versions of the digest without print call, I do that.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, and you've been doing this for how long?
2.5 years, almost three. It'll be 3 years in May.
Nice.
Yeah, I sent the link to my dad because apparently he wanted to try and, like, listen to me on the radio. And he's like, oh, it's so long and there's so many ads. And I'm like, well, there's a short version.
Yep.
So he appreciates that very much. Thank you, Riley.
Appreciate
it. You can find all of the different RSS feeds over at, I believe it is feeds.freetalklive.com. Let me double check that.
It is.
Where you can get, if you want, just the Daily Digest. There's a link that says Digest Only Feed. Subscribe to that. If you only want the episodes, you can do that. If you want everything that includes the digest, the full shows, the Edgington posts that get uploaded.
The prank calls.
Well, the prank calls would be part of the show. We're not cutting those out and, you know, putting those as their own separate
thing. I can't just get the prank calls. Okay.
You cannot get just the prank calls.
All right.
You can get the full episodes, the digest, Edgington Post, or all of it. And there are, you know, of course, various RSS feeds that you can use. High quality, low quality, iTunes, SoundCloud, it's all there. Feeds.freetalklive.com.
And before we let you actually say what you called to talk about, you also take donations to support your efforts, too.
I do. I accept Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ether, Litecoin. Those are the cryptos I accept. I also accept Federal Reserve notes, or if anyone wants to send me money, we can work something out, I'm sure.
And, Riley, I'll need to get your email address afterwards, because I was just glancing at my email, and apparently I've just received $5 million from Bill Gates, and I would like to donate that to Riley.
Oh, I love Riley. When I wind up getting $5 million from Bill Gates because Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce.
I was just running low on my last lump sum from Bill Gates, so that $5 million's almost gone. I'm glad I got another one. But this one goes to Riley.
That's very nice of you, Chris.
But
I do want to talk about Trump's border wall.
All right.
And a lot of conservatives that I've listened to mentioned that there are countries in the world where you have to be in that country for a certain period of time before you can have citizenship. And they always bring up other countries' laws to compare them to the United States, as though we should be a less free place like these other countries, like Mexico.
Right.
You know, these conservatives who champion freedom and liberty and all this stuff forget that, you know, freedom is this idea where people can be free to cross arbitrary lines in the sand. That's what a country border is an arbitrary line in the sand.
Right.
And also, the other thing they always talk about is, oh, well, I would not let someone on my private property, therefore we shouldn't let criminals into a country. These people do not own half a continent. A country is not private property. And if you believe it's collectively owned by other people, then that's a socialist idea. And when you have these socialist ideas combined with their form of statism, it creates this dichotomy in their own logic.
Right.
Yeah, and they don't like it when you point out that, you know, they're not using consistent logic, because they'll talk about, oh, well, I don't want everybody coming onto my property, so therefore nobody can go onto your property without my permission.
So here's a question.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about the idea of a conditionally open border? So I just, you know, how about if the United States and Mexico reach an agreement and we say, you know what, we're going to conditionally open the border in both directions, but to move back and forth, you do have to show ID. We're going to let you in, but we do want you to show your ID when you get there.
I think that might be a decent compromise, but, you know, Trump's not going to go for that. He likes his border wall.
Oh, heck yeah.
And so I've got questions, Chris, about your proposal here.
Sure.
Would I be allowed to, under your proposal, would I be allowed to stay in Mexico as long as I wanted? And could somebody traveling from Mexico stay in the U.S. as long as they wanted?
Yes, but they would remain a citizen of whatever country they are until they wanted to go for citizenship in the other country. So, no, you couldn't.
So if I wanted to surrender my U.S. citizenship, would I still have to pay, like, that $5,000 exit thing plus whatever tax and jump through all kinds of other
hoops
and hurdles?
Yeah, you still have to pay. Even if you give up your U.S. citizenship, you are still required to pay U.S. income tax for 10 years.
Right. No, we're talking about my hypothetical.
I'm
asking about Chris's hypothetical. Yeah. If I wanted to give up my U.S. citizenship under Chris's hypothetical, would there still be that exit fee?
I think that would be a great place to say no. Why would you? Good riddance. But you don't get any benefits. And if you're a visitor here from Mexico, it doesn't matter. You know, you'd stay as long as you want, but you don't get any benefits. You don't.
Also, you don't get to use the sidewalks, because there are people that will say.
I understand.
That there are people, a bunch of conservatives, will complain about those immigrants using our roads and sidewalks. Yep. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
The thing is they would have to apply in both directions. So why would you negotiate something that says that your own citizens can't use the sidewalks in Mexico? So my suggestion,
because we're talking about conservatives that don't use logic, they just want to not be Democrats.
Well, I'm just throwing out the idea. I mean, why not? If we're going to consider stupid things, let's consider this stupid thing and say the border's now conditionally open. You can't come over and you can't be sucking at the teat of the American welfare system. Sorry. You can drive your road and we will respect your driver's license. We'll do all that. You're not going to get anything. You can't attend public schools and stuff like that just because you're staying up here. You know, it's very limited. But it's the same way if I go to Acapulco, I don't immediately go sign up for welfare. Right?
Maybe you do.
I don't know. Well, I'm saying is under my scenario, you couldn't. Riley,
do
you think?
Immigrants here can't just come and sign up for welfare either. Like, it is limited to people who are citizens. Like, there's almost nothing you can get.
See, you're reading way too much news and not enough editorial.
Right, she doesn't read, you know, conspiracy.freedomeagle.
Exactly.
Riley,
right?
do you have any further thoughts?
Facts.
I just want to say one thing. Ultimately, I'd love to see the abolishment of the state and have no countries and citizenship, but I think Chris's GM might be a good compromise.
It's a thought experiment. That's all it is. We're just tossing stuff out there, and it's not likely that something like that, which to me makes a lot of sense, would ever actually gain any ground, any traction. But
I think we should apply the same level of screening and scrutiny we do to, you know, middle-class white Canadians coming down through the Peace Arch for a day of shopping.
If it's
safe enough to let people into the country, let them come and do what they want. Work, shop, live here, whatever.
No, I take a stand against Canadians. No more Speedos. That has got to stop.
We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow, as we are every night. And we're always online at freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.